Two Broke Chicks is recorded on Gadigal land of the Eora Nation. We acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the traditional custodians of our land. Always was, always will be.
Before we get into it, I do just want to say in this episode we will be discussing workouts, fad diets and, you know, other similar topics. So if this may be triggering for you, please feel free to give this one a skip.
A miss, yeah.
And be kind to yourself.
Yeah. Hey, Chicks, I'm Al.
And I'm Sal.
And this is Two Broke Chicks, the show that shares life lessons because we're broken funds but rich in life. And we've got a massive on the show today.
Hey, cunts. Wow, that was a great intro.
You're welcome.
That was take six, by the way, guys.
Oh, come on.
No, that was first go.
Someone kept talking.
I'm sure you've done it before.
Is that your official title on LinkedIn?
I don't have a LinkedIn.
Sorry.
What do you think this is?
On your business card.
Yeah.
The biggest professional cunt.
Yeah.
I actually did have a LinkedIn and people kept sending me an old photo of myself and had to get that deleted ASAP.
Had wipe to it off the interwebs.
From existence.
Oh, there's a few photos that I need to do with that of myself, actually. Mm. If you know a guy, let me know.
Well, it was for a uni assignment. You needed to get one.
So
it just lingered.
I definitely have like some old WordPresses floating around from that.
There's definitely ones that you like go and you search your full name and then you go on images and you're like, what's that doing there? And now people are going to do that. So have fun. But today we are chatting with Adam Sullivan, who you may know from evidence-based training on Instagram and TikTok and all the other socials. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be chatting about health, myths, confidence. But before we start the episode, we like to share our life lesson of the week.
Tell me.
So I went down the coast for the weekend and we're obviously playing Uno because there's no cellular tower, whatever it is.
Yeah, down the coast.
Anyway, you know that whole debate and it's like you can't end on the action card, like you can't end on like a plus four or whatever. Well, Uno has come out and made a statement that you can.
Oh.
So I've been robbed for years.
Well, this is important stuff.
This is what I'm saying. We only come in with the hard-hitting facts.
Yeah. I reckon that's it. Everyone
needs
to take that on. And then just adapt to that and then no more life lessons. It's too much at once.
Yeah. I'm also like a majority rules. But majority rules, if you can convince everyone at the table that you're right, then your rules stick.
I feel like so many older siblings would be like, fuck, like now that rule's come out, because I bet that's like so many like big sister and brothers like saving grace.
Anyway, what's yours?
There you go. All right. Mine is not serious, but I saw an article that apparently 61% of Australians wouldn't be able to afford to go back to work in the office or their workplace full time because of the cost of living crisis.
Really?
Because the average Australian saves $14,000 just working from home.
$14,000?
A year, yeah.
From working from home?
Yeah, from like travel costs, food, all of that stuff.
Damn.
Yeah, it was $14,300 exactly, but how crazy is that? Which I'm like, that makes sense.
Breaking news.
Yeah. So, take that in. You
by
know
the way,
when,
I'm
like,
still here.
We kicked him out. But so like if your HR is trying to bring you in full time, be like, well, you can give me a pay rise of $14,000. Courtesy of Two Broke Chicks.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so you're a PT and you work with dietitians, nutritionists and exercise scientists to create the evidence-based training courses. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and how you got into the industry?
Yes, I can. All right, so we don't do courses. It's not like a course.
Mm.
We do online coaching. We create individualized plans for people that fits in with their lifestyle. The whole idea is making fat loss simple, taking all the bullshit out, giving someone an approach that's going to actually work for them. And then that's how we're here today.
When did you start it?
So I was a PT for 10 years working out of a gym.
Yeah.
And about 5 years ago I started the Instagram page. I started it because I was studying exercise science at uni. And I finished exercise science and I was just the clown at the gym, to be honest.
So you think you're really
so
funny.
So I remember my manager, I don't think I'm funny, but everyone else does. I don't know what's going on.
You're just being sincere and everyone's pissing
off. I'm not even joking.
I'm not joking, bitch.
So anyway, my manager came up to me and said, he was a good mentor for me, and he said, someone asked who the most knowledgeable PT is in the gym, and I said, you. And they go, are you serious? And then I had a little realisation that, like, I've done this whole degree and I'm a bit of a character. People see that. They don't know what I'm doing behind the scenes. Mm. So the whole idea of the Instagram was a way for me to share my knowledge and show that there's a bit more to me than just saying cunt. I didn't actually say cunt at the time. That's come.
When well, did that start?
I yeah. did obviously say that. That started when I was about 3. That was first my word. First word.
And then we like.
Yeah, that came along somewhere. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Where was I with this story?
You were so, your manager.
Yeah, manager telling me. Yeah. Everyone thinks you're a clown. They don't actually know how knowledgeable you are. At the time, Instagram was like, oh, look at my body. I never wanted to be that. I never wanted to be an influencer that uploads photos and thinks he's the man.
Hmm.
Like, now I've sort of turned into a bit of that. But that's another story. So I started evidence-based training. The idea was I was going to do my master's in dietetics. So I needed a way to work online while I was at uni, because when I was at uni doing my undergrad, it was just like, go to uni, go to work, go to uni, go to work.
Mm.
And I just missed out on a lot of the experience because it was like you're just here and here, you never switched off.
Yeah.
So started evidence-based training thinking, yeah, I'm going to work online. I'll do my master's, which is going to be full on. Second I started it, kicked off, was amazing. My business got bigger than it ever had within the first week and it just kept growing from there. Cancelled the master's. Couldn't afford to do the master's anyway, to be honest. That was another issue. And then the rest is history.
So when did you start the Instagram?
5 years ago.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's grown a lot, but I feel like especially in the last 12 months, it's like really, really kicked off.
Well, I think it took me 2 years to get 10,000 followers.
Yeah, wow.
And then last month I got 30,000. So it's like a
exponential growth.
Exponential.
Big words on the show.
This year, I think you were popping up on my TikTok like every like couple of minutes calling me a cunt. And I was like, okay, what? I was like, what do you want?
You're calling me by my first name now. Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, paying attention. Personal. I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah, seriously.
It was good.
So what's been one of the biggest lessons that you've learnt while building this business?
Okay, so one of the biggest things for me was we're all on our little path and we see distractions along the way. You see other people doing their thing. So I'm at uni hustling, broke, thinking, why have I taken this path? When I'm seeing a mate, one of my clients is now opening a gym. The gym's worth over $1 million, right? He sells that business while I'm still at uni being broke. And this is a guy that I brought in, helped him lose 30 kilos. He started as a PT and he's killing it. And then I'm questioning what I'm doing, but then it all makes sense later. So if you stick to what you want to do and you truly believe in it, which is really hard because you don't know the outcome at the end of the day, if you just stick on your course, it's all going to work out in the end. And now I'm just so grateful I stuck to what I was doing and didn't fall for the distractions and change my path derailed on the way. Because me going to uni taught me everything I needed to know to get to where I want to be now. And that was the hardest part of my life, seeing other people killing it and being free at that time. They get to go out, they get to do this. I'm at home doing an assignment.
Yeah.
And, I stuck to it and now I get to do whatever I want and I just get to think back to those times, how hard it was, and it all made sense in the end.
Yeah, when you're in those times as well and people are like, oh, everything happens for a reason, you're like, shut up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but it really does. Timing's everything.
Like if you stick to it, maybe it doesn't, I don't know. Like you can't guarantee that.
But also comparison's like the thief of joy. Mm. Like if you're just sitting there all the time being like, but they've got that. Blah, blah. Yeah. That person also probably worked really hard for what they've got.
Mm. And another thing is I would have just been grateful, or I always was, and I was always happy with what I was doing. But if I could go back, I would truly just be grateful for every step. Because then if you know it's going to work out, you're just like, this is part of it. This is what makes it good when I get there. So at the time you're just like, my life's shit, but it's actually not that shit. You're doing everything you need to be doing.
Like, I feel like you look back on like the journey and then you'll be like, you'll remember those moments where like, you know, life was maybe a little bit less hectic, but you're like head down, bum up and like working hard, but you'll be like, oh, I remember those nights that I was like working till 2 a.m. on this one thing. You kind of like romanticize it in your head a little bit and it'll be like a little bit cute.
Yeah,
and then one day you'll be on a podcast talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. With two really amazing funny,
intelligent,
late.
Uno players.
Late.
Very good
chicks.
At Uno.
Yeah, one's really good at Uno. You know, there it is. But one of my favorite things about your content and what you do is that you really spin kick through some myths. See what I did there?
Don't make me throw one right now.
I am like terrified you will.
We have space.
We have not enough. But what are some of the biggest myths that are costing people time and money on their fitness journey? There's a lot, I know.
There is a lot. What comes to mind? Lemon in water. It's not that it's that expensive. It's basically the time you're wasting. That's the issue. You're putting in more effort than you need to be putting in and you're not getting the result, which is just demotivating and makes you think you can't do it. That's the issue. Mm. Obviously, people are getting fooled by bullshit, wasting money on things, but the biggest thing is the time and what it does to you when you're unsuccessful time and time again chasing a fad. Mm. So there's bullshit left, right and centre, but it is so simple. Doesn't mean it's easy, but there's basic principles to follow. And if you're following them, it is guaranteed you'll get results. Like, number one, a calorie deficit is just the most important thing for fat loss. So anything you do, that is the key principle, and without it, it doesn't work. Now, there's other things that you can use to assist to help you adhere to a calorie deficit, but even if you were to just focus on that alone, you're going to be 90% there and you're guaranteed results.
Mm.
Now, there's a bit more to it, but once you know that, why are you going and buying all this bullshit that's going on out there? Even the exercise, when people talk about you need to be doing this or that exercise, no, you don't. You literally just need to do the exercise that you can stick to. It's all good at the end of the day. It's all beneficial. Do what works for you. Be consistent. And then if that's if you're starting and you're just looking to get in a bit of better shape, you know? What was the question?
The biggest myths.
Biggest
so you
myths.
Said lemon water
right. You
was
don't have
one.
To cut carbs to lose fat. You can eat more than chicken and broccoli. There's no food that's off limit. All in moderation. You can still lose fat. Eating a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It doesn't matter. I ignore all this stuff. I'm just focused on what actually works. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also love the, like, this or that series that you do on Instagram and TikTok as well, where a lot of the time you're myth-busting, like, healthy versus unhealthy foods. What's the biggest misconception about eating healthy?
In terms of fat loss?
Okay,
like, even for me when I was younger, I just thought I have to eat these specific foods. If I eat this little bit of KFC, I'm going to get fat. It's not how it works. At the end of the day, you have a calorie budget. You need to stick to it. So just eating healthy alone and only focusing on whole foods doesn't mean you're in a calorie deficit. So, yeah, it's great, and the majority of your diet should be made up of healthy, nutritious foods, less processed stuff, but that alone doesn't mean you're going to lose fat.
Mm.
Now, no one wants to live like that. We all eat a bit of shit. We're all going to do it. So the whole point of the this and that posts are, I know you're doing this anyway, mate, so let's do it in a way where you understand that you can still achieve results or you haven't completely gone off track if you've had this. Now, if you're eating shit food all the time, it's very calorie dense and it doesn't keep you very full, so you're likely to just eat too many calories that day. You're not going to be in a deficit. It's pretty much impossible to be able to stick to it long term if you're just eating shit food.
Mm.
So the point is the majority of your diet, high fiber, high protein, nutritious foods, a little bit of shit, put yourself in a calorie deficit. That's literally how you're going to lose fat.
I like, though, how you go through, like, kind of the branding, like a green juice versus, like, a Coke Zero, and how, like, a green juice you're going to think, like, oh, that's a healthy one, but when you actually look at it.
Well, really, they've taken out all the fiber, so that's the good part about it. Like, yeah, there's nutrients in it, but if you're eating a balanced diet with veggies, fruit, you don't need them anyway. You're already getting them. So it's pretty much just drinking calories that don't keep you full. So then you're probably going to have something else anyway.
Can you be in a calorie deficit without counting calories?
Of course.
Tell us.
A good way to do it, eat the same thing every day.
But that's boring.
But it's consistent.
Sorry, that's from my personal experience. But I like to mix it up.
You like to mix it up.
Yeah.
We'll have a few things you eat over 3 days. Do it over 3 days and be consistent with it.
Yeah.
And then if you're not losing weight, take a little bit out.
Mm.
And then eventually you're going to find a point where, oh, if I eat this, this is my routine, I'm losing fat, I'm in a calorie deficit.
That's fair.
Do you know what I mean?
I used to sit next to this guy at our old job. You know who I'm thinking
about. Yeah, we love him.
We love him. He's amazing. Most beautiful person in the world. He could eat for years. I sat next to him at work for years and he would eat the same chicken and the same sweet potato and the same broccoli and he would heat it up every day and he'd eat that same thing for lunch for like at least a year. And I was like, I respect it, but I don't know how you can do that because I need to mix it up a bit.
Yeah, he was like insanely disciplined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's good, but. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with mixing it up a bit, but depending on how serious you are, you're just controlling variables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, can you save money without a budget?
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can.
Look, you're making points. You're making good points.
Do you want to kick the ball and know where the post is, or are you just kicking it?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because I think when we put up the question box before this episode and when we've done like episodes on similar topics in the past, I think a lot of people are scared to even like approach a calorie deficit because they find that triggering or that it could potentially be triggering if they have, you know, a difficult relationship with food and the history of counting calories in the past. But there is a way that you can do it where it's balanced and it's to fuel you,
right? The actual point of it is so you don't have a bad relationship with food because you understand it.
Yeah.
So you're educating yourself on the energy density of foods. Even for me, I had a bad relationship with food when I didn't understand my calorie requirements and what I could eat. But as soon as I understood that nothing's off limits, but there's a trade-off if I eat shit, it's probably not going to make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to choose these foods first. I'm going to prioritize them because I feel good and full. And then later I can have a bit of this and I also feel like I don't restrict myself. So you, like, if you take it too far, like, you don't have to count your calories to a point. Be within a range. Know roughly. And then some days, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, over time, if you're going where you want to go, that's all that matters.
Mm.
Doesn't matter how fast you're getting there, right? So if it is giving you an unhealthy relationship with food, you're probably not approaching it the right way because the point is the opposite.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah, no good foods or bad foods.
So eating healthy on a budget is hard, but you've just launched a budget-friendly ebook of recipes and tips. What are the best lifestyle changes for sticking to a nutritious grocery list and not ending up with a super expensive checkout?
Well, you're not going to like this answer.
Well, great. It's buying the same boring lunch every day and you start crying. All right, you get your meal plan.
It's beautiful.
I don't hate a meal plan because it changes it up, but it's just if I have to eat the same thing for lunch and dinner.
Well, listen, if you want to save money, are you going to buy 50 different sauces and go around the shops cooking 50 different meals for the week?
Yeah.
If you have a set – this is how we do it. We make one meal plan for the week. Now, people might be like, it's boring, but anyone that does it goes, I can't believe I wasn't doing this before.
Mm.
Because now when I go to the shops, it minimizes what I have to do. When I prep, I can prep for the week. I've got all the ingredients. I'm not doing 50 different meals. It's just one times seven or whatever you're doing. So you're saving money there because you're not wasting any food.
Mm.
That's one of the keys, don't waste any foods. And then, of course, there's options you can choose that are more affordable and stuff like that. It's something my team have worked on because they wanted to make this book. They did it behind the scenes for me because it's like one of the biggest requests we get from our clients. And like I said, our plans are individualized and we wanted to consider budget as well.
Mm.
So there's expensive meat and then there's other options and it just, you have to do what works with your lifestyle. But the biggest way to save money is not wasting any food, making more budget-friendly choices, which is pretty obvious. And then if you're eating the same thing for a week, it changes after that, but don't worry.
You know, I talk shit, but I've never done it. Yeah. So, like, I'd probably try it. And I'd be like, this is amazing. Give me 1 month. I'll come back in a month. I'll be like, guys, you know what? I started meal prepping.
Joey,
I actually really like it.
Joey, we're going to make 2 meal plans for Sal and Al. Get their emails and phone number.
Perfect.
I talk, I just haven't tried it.
As long as it's yum, I think that's the thing. Like, whereas if you're looking at somebody else and literally all they're eating is chicken and unseasoned sweet potato. Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen what we do? Have you seen our meals?
Yeah, they do look actually really amazing.
Yeah.
I want you guys to try it. I'll be back here in a month.
Done.
And we'll do this again. And
we'll be shredded.
Yeah. I'll be swole.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'll be benching you, bro.
You're like,
you guys, you'll be throwing spin kicks. That camera better watch out.
It's on. So we're going to do a smash or pass health and fitness.
Mm.
Smash or pass acai bowl.
Smash. Oh, yeah, what? So
smash.
What I smash?
You know how to play.
Yeah, smash. What? Good. They're great.
They are.
So if I like it, I would smash it. Oh. Is that?
Yeah.
Is that how this works? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. You know how smash or pass
like
works.
Like eat it?
Like,
just smash it.
Smash it.
Like, yeah, smash.
Well, we had to.
Can we bring in the acai bowl? I'm kidding.
Okay. Yeah, the acai bowl, come in. It's like Jerry Springer.
If you like it.
Now, is it the best for fat loss? Depends. It all comes down to context.
Yeah.
Mm.
For me, it's fine. My calorie intake's high because I'm very active. But for others, probably pass on that one.
Ooh.
Or eat half of it. But we know you're not
going to
do that.
That's not going to
happen.
So just
pass.
Don't be silly.
Just keep walking.
Come on now.
Come on, man. Don't be silly.
All right, smash or pass, Macca's.
Depends on the context.
You can't say that for every answer.
Smash.
Do you know what? I've got another fun fact for everyone. So I'm so boring. But the Macca's Coke syrup is delivered in like a stainless steel like cylinder or whatever. But to everyone else, it's delivered in like crates or plastic. But that's why Macca's Coke is so fucking yum.
That's why it's so crispy.
Because it's delivered in a stainless steel cylinder.
Well, if I could go back and talk about the life lesson this week, that's what it would be.
No, you can't
go back
put
in
that
time.
Back to the front.
And we'll just like slow it down and lower my voice. Be like, so cunts, if you know that Macca's Coke.
Oh, cunts, you're not gonna believe this.
Okay. Smash or pass, keto.
Pass.
Have you ever done it?
Yep.
What
I was
did you
fucking
think?
Miserable.
It sucks.
It's just pointless. Like if you're doing it for fat loss, what are you doing? You could just not be doing it for fat loss and get the exact same results, if not better. Also, the key principle, calorie deficit. Just because you cut out carbs doesn't mean you're in a calorie deficit.
Mm.
Now, this is the thing about keto. We're getting into this now.
Yeah, let's go.
When you cut out carbs, they're stored in your muscle along with water. So every gram of carbs stores 3 grams of water. So you can hold around 700 grams of carbohydrates in your body, more for some. So let's just say you can hold 700 grams plus you got the 3 to 4 grams of water with that. If you just cut them out, you would lose 4 kilos of body weight but not fat.
Got
it. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know,
you
that, meme, your eyes you know that meme of the lady
you
with like
I'll listen to it 3 times and I'll get it.
So you could go on a keto diet, not be in a calorie deficit. You lose 3-4 kilos on the scale. You've lost no fat.
Yeah, right.
But you think you're doing well. But after you've flushed
sense.
Out the carbohydrates and the water, nothing's going to happen now. And you're thinking, this is shit. So then you're like, I'm going to eat carbs again. The water comes back on. You gain weight on the scale. And you think, when I did keto, I was losing so much weight. But you lost water and you put it back on.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's where people think it's amazing for fat loss. But talk to me after 8 weeks. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you know what as well? We tried it for legit less than 24 hours. We were like, let's do it tomorrow. We'll start tomorrow. We went to a cafe and I went, can I get a skim ice latte? So I was like, you can't have that. And I was like, why? Liquid. Because it's got milk. And I was like, I can't have milk. And she was like, yeah, you can't have milk. And I was like, that's too much.
Yeah. That's done.
You've taken it too far now. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I did it for like 3 months in lockdown. It was the most miserable 3 months
How'd
of my entire life. Like basically exactly
did
that.
You lose
like it was
fat?
Awful.
Look, there's another part to it. It's easy to lose fat because there's fuck all to eat.
Yeah.
All the good things are gone.
Exactly. It was awful.
It's like a steak and a whole club of butter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yum.
Yeah, don't recommend. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a dietitian, which everyone would know that. But yeah, that's my summary of keto.
Pass.
Yeah. Okay. Smash or pass fasting?
Me personally, pass,
mm.
but I'm not against it. It has its benefits.
They can each not to their own kind
the
of thing.
The benefit, look, I sort of do it, but I just don't talk about it or call it that.
It's part of your lifestyle, just naturally.
I just delay my first meal. And then that way I can eat more calories later. But so I'll wake up, have a coffee, go for a walk. So really, no fast. I have a coffee, apparently.
That doesn't count?
I don't know. I don't know what these guys are doing. But then I'll go to the gym, train, go for a walk, and then it's 11, 12 before I have my first meal anyway. And then I go have breakfast, acai bowl, bacon and eggs.
Yeah,
smash.
I'm hungry
carbs.
Now.
But for some people, it's a great way for them to adhere to a calorie deficit. But I'm still going to pass on it.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Okay. Smash or pass, 75 hard.
Strong pass.
Thank God.
Tell how about, me why. How about, I call it 365 consistent. How about that?
How about
if you're
that?
Just doing 80% all of the time, it's better than going 100%, burning out and giving up and then going off the rails.
Mm.
75 hard.
It's
come on.
Another
Where'd the 75 come from?
He plucked it from thin air. We
Who
slagged
it
off the other day. It was some. He's a podcaster and entrepreneur.
Oh, of course he is.
Yeah, and he. It was just like I was reading an article on it, and it was like the 75 number was just like pulled from
not based
his house
on
number was 75.
Yeah, like my lucky number.
Yeah,
let's
it's like
go.
His toy car when he was like little.
What
like
happens
75?
After though?
Yeah,
a big bender.
That's a 75 day bender. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's nice to have like a goal for like to kind of get you started, but it's got to be like small little foundational
about, like,
changes.
Slowly implementing a new habit over time and accumulating that, and then all of a sudden it's not this big effort. You've become
you're
this
just
person.
Slaying
you've become
the day.
This. You're slaying queen. You've become this person. You're not just I don't know. Forcing yourself to do stuff every day that you don't actually want to do.
Yeah. I like it. Mm. Smash or
Did
pass.
Did we pass that? So we passed,
so we passed
that twice.
Yeah.
Been a lot
we
of
We actually
passes.
Broke
pass
the button.
Squared.
We spin kicked that.
Yeah. Smash or pass spin kicks. Don't do it. You looked
we should
at,
have changed the
you
segment
looked at
name.
The ground to be like.
Smash or spin kick.
Oh,
why didn't we think of that?
Oh, that would be good. Wait, is a spin kick a pass?
A spin kick's just like more than a pass.
Mm. Yeah, that's what we hate.
It's an
it.
Aggressive pass.
Okay. Smash or pass burpees?
Me personally, I'm going to pass on those.
I'm going to say the whole entire population of the world.
Like why? Why are you doing them?
That's what we've been
what
asking.
What are you doing?
I don't get it.
Okay, look, it's great. It's a good way to get your heart rate up. Like any sort of cardio, you're realistically just getting your heart rate up and burning a bit more calories. Not that that matters, but burpees, man, nah.
I feel like you're just going to end up doing them wrong most of the time anyway.
And, like, hurt yourself.
Okay, so sometimes you do specific exercises because you want to get better at that specific thing.
Okay.
Now, like, maybe an MMA fighter, they got to sprawl out of a takedown. A burpee is specific for that. So if they're doing that motion, they become more efficient at it. So if it happens in a real fight, they're not going to be as tired. It's just it's an automated reaction.
Okay.
So in that context, great. Do some burpees, mate.
Shit.
Or like a surfer or something, I can imagine.
Surfer, surfer. Have a burpee, mate. It's all good.
Have a burpee, mate.
Burpee.
Cowbunger, dude.
But
okay,
passing, and especially for fat loss, if you hate them, why are you doing them? You don't need to do them.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that
spin
on
kick.
Repeat.
Yeah.
Spin kick.
It's just me and the chimp being like, you don't have to do them. You don't have to do them.
Okay. Last but not least, smash or pass, people sliding into your DMs.
Well, it depends.
What do you mean?
Depends who slides in.
Context again.
You guys slid in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that worked, didn't it? And then you
well,
got desperate.
I played hard to get at
And then
first.
We played hard to
I
get.
I actually got your email.
And then we did the
you
Uno
You slid
reverse.
Into my emails.
I did, and then you didn't
anyway,
respond.
So I'll tell you how this happened. My staff are big fans. So you guys messaged me. I don't know. I don't reply to many, right? And I did a podcast the other week. I thought this is great. And then I saw you guys again and my staff goes, oh, my God, please tell me you're doing this. I love them. I'm like,
Yay.
Oh, you love them? Okay, we'll do it.
Aw,
so
cute.
Then I wrote back and they're like, I'm so excited.
Aw, yeah.
You've got a good team.
So, yeah, give them a raise.
Yeah, no, but seriously, it opened my eyes a bit. I was thinking, why aren't I on this podcast? Like,
yeah. And then we didn't reply for
yeah,
like
then
a week.
Then I'm like, ringing you. I'm emailing you. Guys, guys, it's me. It's me. The cunny guy.
Yeah. But it was, I thought we were so funny in our reach out. It was like, come on our podcast and call us cunts. And then you just didn't respond. I was like, I went in too hard. So basically all the chicks in your DMs just need to wait for a month and then you'll get back to them.
Look, are we going to talk about this on here?
Yeah, why not?
All right, guys, if you DM and you get a reply straight away, like, you're in. It's good. But if you haven't got a reply, like, I've seen it. Honest and direct.
I love
that's
that.
True. It's
you're not
true.
Leading anyone on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What no am bread, I going to go? No look, crumbing. I've taken this on board. Pass.
Like, what's the best like?
And also maybe I haven't seen
had.
It. I don't know. Maybe
no, the, now you're back, Bentley. Yeah.
Maybe
you're
the love of my life is in my request, and I've just not seen it yet. So
has there been like one
message twice? Oh, do it twice.
No, you're not going to reply to somebody who messages twice.
How many times did you guys message?
Zero.
Talk about it.
Maybe just email me. Email me.
Prove it. It's just messages from me. I'm like, I've got to block him.
Yeah, weird.
No, has there been like an opening line that's been good?
Caught your attention?
Yeah. Or is it just like, hee hee hi?
Nah, some kind. Look, to be honest, I'm probably going to message them.
Ooh.
You want to take charge?
Sha-la-la-la.
But no, there's, I don't know. It's hard to, I don't know what any standouts. None come to mind at the moment.
You've got like a great personality, but do you ever get people like ever giving you hate or anything like that?
Of course.
Yeah. What's like the, how do you shrug that off?
I love it.
No, you can't. Well,
do you really?
Okay, this is my strategy. I repost the hate because I 97.2% is love.
Mm.
And they've always got my back.
Mm.
So to boost engagement, some hate, you just repost it and then it just blows everything up. So if someone's hating on me, I'm like, this is a beauty. But, and if they're good, like, well done, I love it. Like, that was good. I'll just give them props.
Yeah.
But, like, at first when you start, you're like, oh, my God, you're thinking about it.
Mm.
I don't even know what's going on in there anymore. And I just use it to get more engagement. So they're helping me.
Yeah,
yeah. Or use
go
it for
across
content.
The road from electric, and then you're good.
You've got options.
Or don't.
No, I love it.
Yeah, gorge. Before we let you go, where can the chicks learn more about you?
They can follow me on Instagram, evidence_training. I'm on TikTok as well. I'm on MySpace.
No,
oh
you're
my
not.
God.
I'm not on my
well, you
space.
Were an emo, so you could be.
LinkedIn.
Again, not there.
Where else am I?
In all of our hearts.
That's,
today.
And I'm on the Two Broke Chicks podcast.
That's a wrap, chicks. Thanks for having us in your ear holes. We absolutely love to be here.
Mm-hmm. And thanks to MIK Made for making today's episode happen.
Thanks, chicks. Remember, slide in twice, max.
No!
Bye, chicks.
Bye.